Utah Public Radio presents StoryCorps, an oral history project in conjunction with the National Library of Congress, recorded in May of 2013 in St. George. UPR's Nora Zambrino met up with her academic mentor, Glenn Wild, at the StoryCorps booth. Glenn served as Dean of the Learning Resources Program at Utah State University and shared these memories of his early career at Utah State and delivering credit classes in Utah's Uinta Basin for the Extension Class Division.
In 1 year, I completed my master's degree at Utah State. And I was sitting there in what they called the TJs, which was an old Army barracks behind the Merrill Library. And King Hendricks, it was a Sunday morning, and I was over correcting student papers and things like that. And again, you know, it's something you never knew would happen. But King came to me, and he said, "Would you like to teach for us?" Well, man, I couldn't believe it. And I went home, and we were living in what they called the Triads, which was a student housing. And I told Ann, and it was $6,200, which was pretty good salary for those days. And so I was hired on by King Hendricks to teach English for Utah State University with my master's degree. And then what really happened was some of the most unplanned and fortuitous events that could ever happen in a person's life was that you started teaching, and you loved teaching, and you got certain opportunities. For example, I got opportunities to teach the foreign student English. These were students from Thailand. These were students from Iran. These were students from Iraq. These were students from Israel, all in one class. And it was teaching them writing. And so I was able to do that. But at the same time, I mean, a young staff person needs additional money to pay off loans and things that you had. And so Lloyd Drury and the Extension Service, they were starting a program in the Uinta Basin, in Vernal, in Roosevelt, a USU center out there. And they needed somebody to teach English. And they were going to fly them out on the old university aircraft. It was an old twin tail beach that you could hear all the way down the valley. My wife said she knew I was home and safe when she heard that that plane flying 10 miles away. But I started teaching for the Extension Service as well as teaching my on-campus load. I'd leave at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's how that
started. And you would fly out to teach your class, come back about 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night. And it was a marvelous experience for me, because when I first went to that class, there were 60 people sitting in this high school classroom wanting to get an education. These were adult people. And one of them, I remember his name, Holman Hood. He looked like the man from Grant Wood's The American Gothic, standing there with his pitchfork. It was a great experience for me. They had to divide the class into threes, and I had a class that really made you want to help adults, those who never had the opportunity that I had, and to go out there and to see what they would do with such meager resources. Mm-hmm. I remember one of the students in the second class, which was not just the expository writing, but the research writing. She wrote a paper that was almost publishable about John Steinbeck, and with so few resources available. It was just a great experience.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Utah Public Radio. Support for StoryCorps on Utah Public Radio comes from Dixie Regional Medical Center, located on two campuses in St. George, serving northwestern Arizona, southeastern Nevada, and southern Utah. Information at dixieregional.org.